Okay, I'm sorry about the wait there.
Okay.
Okay, so I think the only thing that is not complete is for the prescribing doctor. We don't need the prescribing doctor, but I believe we need at least the facility, to the best of your knowledge. Maybe the facility, sometimes people go to like OBGYN or like a local Planned Parenthood or just their primary care doctor. Do you remember anything about like just at least maybe the streets that it was on, the prescribing facility where you maybe have got the shot? And I can help you look for it. I'm here to help you.
Okay. Hold, let me see. Let me look. Let me think. Hold on just a moment.
Take your time, please, please. There's no pressure from me. I'm having a good time talking to you. You've been so helpful.
Trying to think. Where did I get those injections? I had to be going to the GYN. I can't even remember.
Was it, oh, you know what? I actually, here, let me help. So was it in, was it kind of close to where you live right now or went to the doctors recently, like over in Pete, like Atlanta, or was it closer to your house? Let's
Yeah, it
see.
was in Atlanta area. I'm just trying to see where was I. I'm not sure if it was at the GYN, I don't want to say, or the health department. It was one or the other.
Yeah, and it's to the best of your knowledge. Let's see. At the GYN is the gynecologist over there.
I just can't remember.
Okay.
'Cause it would be like different ones, like would give injection. It was no set one person. I think it was at the GYN or the health department or the other.
Yeah, and if you could remember the streets even, we could even take a look at that, kind of like what you remember being around there. Considering, the it being a lawsuit, they definitely want to know where the shot came from, It's tough, and it's you kind of wish you knew with the hindsight, right? It's 2020. You wish you knew these things ahead of time, but they didn't unfortunately do their diligence there, did they?
No,
Huh.
at all.
Yeah.
At all.
It's just not fair. Yeah. See.
I can't even remember right now.
Let me see. Remember if it was like in the north side, south side, west side.
Was downtown.
Let's see. One second. Let's see, and you said it was 2000, and you can take your time, don't worry, I'm gonna help you look. And you don't remember the name of the doctor or anything, I'm guessing, right? Let's see.
I'm trying to say, Martin, like Sabrina Martin.
Okay.
I think that was her. But where was she? I can't remember
Let me see.
which facility I was
Citywide
at.
healthcare providers. No, let's see.
Sabrina Martin.
Let's see. So there's, and I'll just read some places too. So there's like Planned Parenthood Atlanta, Atlanta Public Health Centers, local clinics, OBGYN offices are. Well, we'll have to take a look at that. Grady Health, private medical offices, Georgia State University, Emory Healthcare.
Grady, at Grady, GYN.
Oh, really? Okay. There we go. Well, I'm happy I was helpful there. Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, so there's it's actually it's Grady's Women's Grady Women's Center, right?
That, yeah, because it was, yeah.
Okay. Well, heck, that wasn't too hard. I'm glad we were able to work that out. I just want to make sure you got help and justice there. Okay. Give me 1 minute. I just got to fill in that information for you. And then there's really not much else we need to do. I'm just going to go ahead and make sure I summarize everything to make sure I got everything down accurately. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So we got Grady Medi Grady Women's Center. And then the phone number I have is 404-616-1000. Okay.
Okay.
Sounds about right, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then tell me if the address sounds accurate. 80 Jesse Hill Jr. Drive, Southeast Atlanta, Georgia, 30303.
Yes, that sound accurate, especially the Jesse Hill. Yep.
Absolutely. Okay. Okay, great. And then does so Sabrina Martin, does that ring a bell? I think it seems to be a name that appears to be associated with a healthcare provider, but I don't have anything specific, but Sabrina Martin, we'll go ahead and put that down. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Grady Women's Center, 80 Jesse Hill Junior Drive. Okay. And I'm guessing so that would probably be the pharmacy that you had it administered as well too. Okay. So it was the pharmacy at Grady Women's Center. Okay. It looks like that's everything. Let me go ahead and just fill this in, and I'm gonna just go through from A to Z real quickly for you, and then I'll have you on your way in just a few minutes, okay?
Okay.
Oh, thank you. We just have to, and we'll give you some forms. Those don't take very long at all to sign, and I'll make sure to get you my information too. Okay. All right, we'll start from the top. So when I asked you, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate? You said yes. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim? No. You were willing to affirm that under penalty that you have not signed documents of another law firm. You're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You're a resident of the United States. You were diagnosed with a meningioma after at least after taking it for at least 1 year. Your date of diagnosis was to the best of your knowledge, around October 1st, 2006, and then the date of your birth is November 6th, 1970. All of that is correct so far, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then you said you consumed the name brand, or sorry, you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera, not the generic. It was used for, or you used it for at least 1 year. And then within 1 year, because I think you even mentioned you took it every few months, you took four injections within 1 year prior to your diagnosis. All of that information is correct so far, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 to the present date? Yes, you said, because you started using it April 1st, 2005 to September 1st, 2006. All of that is right?
That's correct.
Okay. The main injury or medical problem was meningioma, and that was, and your gender is female. The name is spelled, your name is spelled Latonya, Latonia. Last name Washington, like the state, Washington. And then the last four of your social is 0735. And then you can give the rest to the attorneys when they talk to you. The email is TEEHAWATHA at gmail.com. Phone number 404-859-0207. That is a mobile number. The address is 478 Thomas Downs Way, Jonesboro, Georgia 30238. And no apartment number, no number, anything else that we missed, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And then the doctor's name of diagnosis was Steven, Steven D. Ray, Wray, in Piedmont, Atlanta. Wait, sorry. The diagnosing facility's name is Piedmont, Atlanta. And the diagnosing facility address is 1968 Peachtree Drive, Northwest, Atlanta, Georgia 30309. Diagnosing facility phone number is 404 605 5000, and you had no prior cancer diagnoses prior to your meningioma diagnosis. All of that information is correct, right? And for medical treatment center, I'm going to use the same exact information. You were treated in the same place and by the same doctor that you were diagnosed. So I'll keep that consistent, okay? Prescribing doctor, Sabrina Martin, Sabrina Martin, and that's at Grady Women's Center at 80 Jesse Hill Jr. Drive, Southeast Atlanta, Georgia 30303. Phone number 404-616-1000. Pharmacy name is the same, consistent. Grady Women's Center, 80 Jesse Hill Drive, Southeast Atlanta, Georgia 30303. Same number. And then all of that is correct to the best of your knowledge, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Copy of your medical records, or can you go at, can you get them if needed? You said yes. You could send them in any way they needed to, electronically or by mail. Your emergency contact is Al, and then I'm going to spell the name MC, capital CHEUTEN. Emergency phone number 470-269-1906. That's your boyfriend. And then same email, TEEHAWATHA at gmail.com. And then
Yeah.
best contact address, same as yours, 478 Thomas Downs Way in Jonesboro, Georgia, 30238. Okay, and that's everything. Thank you so much for letting me be thorough with that, okay?
Okay.
Absolutely. I really appreciate your patience. And then I'm going to go ahead and send that to you right now. You're going to go ahead and get that via text or email, whatever is the easiest way. And then if you'd like, I can even guide you through the getting through the DocuSign. If you need it, if you even need it, I think that.
Okay, how do I? Okay, I just received a text message. Martin. Okay,
that's me. That's me. Okay. I'm Martin.
Okay, so can I document if I?
Yeah, you can go ahead and put me on speakerphone if I'm not on Bluetooth already, and if you'd like to, it's all up to you. Yeah, and so when it opens, right, the DocuSign webpage opens, there's a yellow continue button at the bottom right of your screen. You may also have to click a yes button to allow consent. You know, I think there's a checkbox that you might have to hit that says I agree to use electronic signatures. So after all that, you can hit continue. And then really at the top right of the page, you see a yellow start button. Okay, and I hope I'm not getting ahead of you.
Okay, so please review and act on these documents.
Perfect. That's exactly what you should be seeing. You hit continue and check yes or hit yes or everything. And I believe there's a start button whenever you have a chance to hit that.
Start, okay.
Perfect. And then there's a small yellow box. Please click that. It'll prompt you to draw your signature with your finger. And you can hit adopt and sign when you're all done with that. And it sounds like you're working hard on it. That's why I kind of backed off. It sounds like you were doing pretty well. Let me know if you need me to give you a hand, okay?
Okay. Okay, so I completed one.
Oh, that's great. It should be. Let me go ahead and just make sure that we're on the same page. Once you complete it should be done, and then anything else that you get is, yeah. Let me see. Latonya Washington completed. I believe that's you. There we go. Give me one moment. I'm going to go ahead and make sure that I don't get off the phone with you without giving you my information and the information of the attorneys there, okay? Oh, I hear the phone ringing.
Yeah. Someone's calling. Newport Beach, California.
Oh, okay. I must be on speaker. That's why. If you need to, you can hang up on me and I'll text you.
Okay.
Yeah. And if not, yeah, I would say have a great day. It was great meeting you. And good luck to you. You can answer that if you like.
Okay.
All right. You take care and have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.